Good morning, I'm Deb Tribou. The National Museum of the Great Lakes is hoping there's a serpent at the bottom of Lake Erie. The serpent in question isn't a new type of invasive species. It's the lake serpent, a shipping schooner lost in 1829. The museum just announced the discovery of a shipwreck and is planning an excavation this summer to determine if it is the lake serpent. If they're right, it would be the oldest shipwreck in Lake Erie. Chris Gilchrist is the executive director of the National Museum of the Great Lakes in Toledo. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Doug.
Chris, where is this wreck and how did you first become aware of it?
The wreck is going to be on a line from Kelly's Island, roughly, eastward towards Cleveland, about 10 miles offshore. Every year, the National Museum of the Great Lakes collaborates with the Cleveland Underwater Explorers to find, identify, and survey shipwrecks in Lake Erie. And in 2015, we identified a target.
The Lake Serpent was built in 1821 and it went missing in 1829. What else can you tell us about the ship's history?
Well, it had a typical history of a schooner. It got in a couple of accidents, bumps and bruises, as well as getting into some legal troubles with the Canadian government. Essentially, these were the 18-wheelers of the 19th century. They carried goods from city to city, anything they could carry. They'd hear about a possible cargo being delivered out of Buffalo, and a few of them would race up there to get it first and then bring it down to Detroit or Toledo. It was sort of typical of that early part of the 19th century marine activity on the Great Lakes.
Do you know what the ship was doing on its final voyage?
She had picked up a load of stone and was bringing it to Cleveland, Ohio, when she didn't arrive in port. And they assumed it was lost. And lo and behold, nearly 200 years later, we think we found it.
1829, as you say, would make this the oldest known shipwreck on Lake Erie. How does that compare to other wrecks in the other lakes?
Well, the oldest discovered shipwreck on the Great Lakes is the HMS Ontario, which is on Lake Ontario. It is a British war sloop, and that wreck was lost during the American Revolution in 1780.
If you're right about this discovery, aside from its age, what else could be significant about this particular wreck?
Well, an early 19th century shipwreck really is kind of a portal to local shipbuilding practices. A shipbuilder was a local carpenter who built the ship without plans, kind of by the finger, the thumb, and the eyesight, and really often exhibited local characteristics in shipbuilding. So a ship like the Lake Serpent, built in Cleveland in 1821, could have differences of design than one built in Buffalo or Toledo or Detroit by other master carpenters.
Well, there is this fascination about shipwrecks. Our Morning Edition producer, Lauren Talley, and I have had fun talking about this, getting ready for this interview. And I wonder, with your expertise, what do you think it is about shipwrecks that continue to fascinate us, often more than a century later than when the boat itself went down?
Shipwrecks are, in essence, transportation disasters. And yet, we don't see museums for airline disasters or for train disasters. I think it's America's connection to the sea. There's a human connection to travel by water that is inherent in every civilization. The other part of it is kind of practical. When a plane disaster occurs, the FAA comes in and essentially scoops up the remains. Here, shipwrecks are more often than not found in their original locale and are like time capsules waiting to be discovered and waiting for people to learn about life at the time of the loss.
Chris Gilchrist is the executive director of the National Museum of the Great Lakes in Toledo. Chris, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Doug.
The estimated cost of the excavation in Lake Erie is $13,000. Gilchrist says so far, members and other donors have helped to raise nearly half of that.
Sail away, sail away, sail away out the bay.